Namaste. So the question is about equinox. As many of us may know or may not be fully aware that there are two equinoxes and two solstices in a year. So solstice is when the day and night change. So day begins to get longer. So that's the summer solstice. Or rather, day begins to become lesser. That's the summer solstice. It comes around June, 21st June, around that period. And there is the winter solstice that takes place in December, 22nd December. That's when the sun again begins to, the day begins to become longer because the sun begins to rise for a longer period. So these are the two solstices. And then there are the two equinoxes. So equal. And nox is night. It's from the Greek word. And it is, though it is equal day and night, but the word is connected to night because this used to be because when the sailors traveled at night, they would see the stars and be guided by them. So night had a great meaning during times when there was sea travel, even during air travel. But sea travels, night was a time when they could orient with the stars. So stars always, even in symbols, are regarded as guiding light. If you see the stars. So equinox, when there is equal night and equal day. Now equinoxes are also two. We know one is on 21st March, but usually 21st March. And the second one is in September, 22nd September. So equinox is the time when there is a transition. Transition from, it's the first day technically of spring. Whoever decides that, but it's the day when actually autumn transits into spring. And the second equinox in September is when it is transiting back to autumn, when the rains are transiting back to autumn. So they are the two. This is the first day of the spring that way, and its significance, as we can see it, is basically that equinoxes are moments of transition. That is how we have to look at it. Now ancient people had this tendency or this way of looking at life, wherein everything they saw a truth that was concealed, hidden. So nature has her own script. Nature is like, it has given everything. The whole Vedas are written in nature. Now you have to read it. For example, as it is mentioned in the Gita, the day and night, and Shobindu speaks about it, that in day there are forces of the daytime which are on the ascendant. So during the day, generally people have nice, beautiful thoughts, positive energy is released in the atmosphere, the sun is shining. At night you will see that suddenly there are a little more darker, depressive thoughts to those who are prone. Ideally, one should not be affected by this, but average human beings. So at night you will see activities where night prowling, Shobindu uses this line in Savitri, night booths where vice is repaired. It's only Lord can write like this. During daytime you have good resolutions and you have good tendencies. But at night, all that threads of vice which have been broken inside, again people go back and they repair it. So night is the time when the hostile forces are active, and that's why one of the terms used for them is Nishachar. So when we look at these equinoxes, it means this is a time when somebody is transiting. Nature is transiting. So in human life also, there are transitions like that. So the summer equinox or the spring equinox is when nature is transiting from autumn to spring. So in our life also, this equinoxes come when we are transiting from autumn to spring. That's why the famous poet has said that if winter is there, spring is not far behind. So it is a reminder that there is no winter without, spring waiting behind us. It's a very good reminder. So it goes like that. And what is really winter? Most people may not cherish winter because everything is shed. All the colors, greenery is shed. So it is basically when all the outer aspects of life, they are going into a kind of, they are dying. And the tree is preparing for a new life. And this new life will burst forth in the spring that is to come. So in nature, just as you have day and night, you have darkness and light, again this solstice. So we have mentioned in the Mahabharata where Bhishma decides that I am going to leave my body in the in the winter solstice, when there is Uttarayan. So solstice in Hindi is called Uttarayan and Dakshinayan. So Uttarayan is when thus again the sun is on the ascendant, and Dakshinayan is when the sun is on the decline. So Uttarayan is when you transit, your soul gets a fillip even from nature. There is a kind of supporting energy. Whereas Dakshinayan is when the supporting energies are more leading toward the darker side of life. Now you'll see very interesting in this context, both Mother and Sri Aurobindo left their bodies in the Dakshinayan, because they went downward through the gates of death to discover the secret of immortality. So you see that actually that they, and Sri Aurobindo and the mother both were aware of this. Sri Aurobindo writes about it in Essays on the Gita, that these moments of transitions in time are there. And so equinox is just one of those reminders that look, transitions come in life. Now whether in real life that transition will come, well, it does happen that when spring comes, human nature is at its joyous, there is a joy which is there in nature. That's why in many places there is spring festival. So spring festival originally was meant to, like, it's the adolescence in which you are entering, youthfulness. And so it was also used to, bring together boys and girls, and, if they suddenly like each other. So it was used in different ways. In India, it was called Vasantotsav, not spring festival, but Vasantotsav. So Vasantotsav was, again, you are celebrating spring. So spring is about new life. So it's a day when you celebrate new life. So if one does it consciously, that today is the spring festival, and instead of making it just as a matchmaking process, or just enjoying, partying, or just having some programs, if we take it as a day when we can actually celebrate new life, bring into birth something new, something more creative, something more beautiful. New life can be anything. One tiny little thing one wants to shift in life. Then the energies of nature are supporting us on this particular day. So that is how one has to look at it. Equally, autumn time, when there is the other equinox, then it's like the time to ingather your energies and go into a state of inner inwardness and concentration to spring back subsequently. So this is the spiritual significance, if one wants to know, of the equinox. Namaste.